let us begin. Like I said, we're going to be talking about Maimon Tavashtan, and also to begin, those are the sugyas that take place from Daf Yud Gimel, Amin Aleph, through Yud Gimel and Beis. There's a Mishnah there, as well as some Gemara that we're going to analyze right now. Says the Mishnah, just to refresh ourselves, Ha'omer Tinu Gedze Li'ishi Shar Shechar Zeh La'Avdi Umeis Lo Yidni La'achar Misa. To know Manalish Ploni, Umei Zitni Lachar Misa. Okay, the Mishnah, there's a Resha and a Sefer to the Mishnah. The Resha, the Mishnah, talks about the tzivoy of somebody to write a get, either a get shichrer for an Eved or a get Isha for Gerishin, for divorce. And the what ends up happening is after the commandment was given, the Baal Hashtar ends up dying. So the halach is lo yidni la'achar misa. However, the Seif explains, tenu mana la'ish ploni, umeis yidni la'achar misa, that if the tzivoy was not about giving over a get, or a get shichur, but rather it was about giving over money, so in that situation, we would give it over la'achar misa. The Gemara analyzes this, says the Gemara, going forward, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr Shmuel Bar Masim, Shei Deravun, Adirav, V'hushet Tiburu, Menachem, Mikaren Zavis. Okay, they must be stacked up, and ba'en, they must be piled in a certain area, but my skin on. So what are we talking about? The Gemara wants to know, Ile, Mubari, Kitzibur, and Mayhave. If we're talking about somebody who was well and healthy, so there was no meshicha, and therefore there was no maisa kinyan that was done in order to effectuate the kinyan of Elab Shchemira, we must be talking about Shchemira, somebody who's on their deathbed, we know the halachos of Shchemira, right? There's a mitzvah, l'kayim divrei hames, we're not going to get into the sugya right now, but the halachos seem to change when somebody's on their deathbed in terms of how we analyze and view their situation and their tzivuyim. But if that's true, mayi yira tziburim, but if it's a shchimira, so why are they stacked up? So you can't tziburim nami davi kamilan to divrei shchimira kiksuv moshe damu. Don't we know that when a person on their deathbed gives a tzivuy, it's as if those things are written already in the shtar, those things are already taken much more seriously than a simple command. So what does Gemara say? Amra Zidl Ol Mabari Ukid Rav Huma Ukidirav Huna Amarav Tamrav Huna Amarav Manali Biyatchatinu Loloponi B'Maimet Shalashin Kana. Okay, now we get to the halacha of Maimet Shalashin, something which we all knew intuitively because we've all done this many, many times in our life. Correct? Yes? We've all done Maimet Shalashin without knowing about it. What's Maimet Shalashin? Right? Ruvain owes Shimon $100, Shimon owes Levi $100, Shimon tells Ruvain, pay Levi. Yes? We've all done this before. So much so that maybe that's exactly Rabbeinu Hananel, when he talks about Maimon Shel Lashon on our Gemara, actually explains that the reason, the rationale why it works, we're going to get to a little bit more of the Lundus, but at least the Takana is that these are things which we see that people do all the time in the Shuk. Like we see that people who are engaging in commerce, they use this tool, Maimon Shel Lashon, and therefore that's why Chazal decided to institute it as a valid means of transaction. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. So, that's our Gemara. I want to analyze two interesting things about the Gemara. The second thing we'll analyze is really the next part of the Gemara, you give them on the base, that there's a certain Havimina, which we end up rejecting Halacha L'maisa, but in terms of limiting Maimon Shel Lashon, and what is that limitation, everybody remember? Excellent. The what Rava said, Mr. Milsa the Rabbi Bikada Rabba Milvalo. Velokim Amarava Filibimava. Excellent stuff. That what it could be that Maimon Shel Lashon only exists when we're dealing with a Bikado, meaning let's translate this into English, exactly. Thank you very much. That if Reuven Shimon has a, I don't know, what is he giving for Bikado? A vase. I don't know where I came up with that, but why not? Or a vase, depending on where you're from. Yes? He has a vase / vase in what?
Like vase, like 5 pounds, 6 pounds more fancy.
Exactly. anyway, so somebody has a vase or a vase. Shimon has a vase or a vase by Reuven that he's holding on to it. And he owes Levi money or a vase or a vase. And he tells, do me a favor, Shimon, don't return the Bikadon to me. Sorry, he said, Reuven, please don't return the Bikadon to me, Shimon, but rather give it over to Levi. Maybe that's the only case where we have Maimon Shel Lashon actually working. But now when it comes to Lamava, well, why should that be the case? Right? I hope we all answer ourselves that question. Like, what is exact? Why should that limitation make any sense whatsoever? especially in light of what we've all engaged in the Maimon Shalashan when it comes to actual halvos, right? When it comes to actual loans, that's the most common, I think, place when people have utilized such a thing. So what's the halva mean to limit it? So we're going to get back to that question, hopefully, in a little bit. But let's start with a very interesting question, which already the Rishonim get to. We can really see it in the Ran. The Ran says it pretty much so on the Ran al-Rif. Let's read it together. It's like the third, I don't know, right after the Tosos. Ran al-Rif, Tidumana l'ponia mesa yidna l'achamisa, Ike demoki la b'gemara b'mayma chalashan, demishim hachi zacha ploni b'osamana, umash mine de dap b'mana, ha beget b'shikhar afil b'mayma chalashan, lo yidna l'achamisa. What does the Ran say? What does Ran point out? This is simple analysis. Okay? What is the case of the Seifa? According to Rav Huna, the case of the Seifa where it says Tenu Mana Laploni Yitna Lacharmisa. What is the case? Why does it work? My Mishalashan. Therefore, what do we know? What does the Reisha say? Does it work? Yes. The Reisha. What does the Reisha say? Tenu Get Zel. You know, Get Zel Yishchi Shar Shechru Laavdi Vemes Yitna Lacharmisa Lo Yitnu. Lo Yitnu. Okay. Therefore, what must we conclude? Maim Shalashan does not work by Shtar or by Gittin or Shar Shechur, correct? Do you hear that? Yeah. Did you notice that before? That Maim Shalashan must not work by Get. If it works, right? Meaning if that's the case of the Seifa, correct? And the Reisha says it doesn't work, so then it must be that whatever the case of the Seifa is, doesn't work in the Reisha. Therefore, Maim Shalashan doesn't work by Get. Okay, now there's a lot of different directions we can take this in. Okay, we'll go through a couple of approaches exactly why that must be the case. Yes, that's what's up.
Doesn't Maimon Shalashan need to be operating together? So the whole idea of having a Shalashan to Get, for Maimon Shalashan to Get, wouldn't that not make sense? If you're the Shalashan not together?
Let's say the woman's present.
Then why get the Shalashan?
I mean, because that's the case it was. The guy's on his deathbed and he tells the Shalashan to do me a favor, write a Get. You know, not as a shliach, but you know, that I, through my mitzvahshan, you know, let's say you owe me money, so in the money that you have, I want you to use that money right again and give it to my wife. Okay? Would that work? The answer is no. So the question is why? Why does my mitzvahshan not work by Yashar Shechur, or let's, you know, predict, more specifically when it comes to Gedisha? What do you guys think? Any thoughts? What? Surim, okay. Okay, it's kind of the Rabbanan, okay. Okay, so we have a couple of, okay, so I want to expand on both what Ruki said and what Avi said, that it could be that has to do with the nature of Gittin and Kiddushin in general. We'll get to that in a moment. It also has to do with the kind of the Rabbanan nature of it, okay. This gets into another discussion. Emir Tashem, we'll get to Perek HaZorek, which is the, I think it's the 8th Perek, 6th? I believe it's the 8th Perek of Masechus Gittin. Perek HaZorek. And Perek HaZorek deals with all different types of kinyanim, to a particular kinyan chater when it comes to get. And over there, the Gemara actually talks about the kinyan dalad amos. Anyone know what kinyan dalad amos is? Everybody has dalad amos around them? Right? If you throw the get within dalad amos to somebody, so the halacha is that you are megureshes. Is dalad amos? Do you have dalad amos? Midoraiser, midorabanan? Midorabanan. And if it's only midirabanan, so then, well, how does that work? So it could be that kinyanim derabanan can have effect midoraisa, but that's another discussion for another time. We'll have to get back to that in a little bit. Mir Tashem. Okay, so let me explain. Let's go through a couple of approaches as to why this may not work. Okay, approach number one. Let's go with the Rashba, okay? The Rav points out that it could be a very, very simple reason why it doesn't work. What is unique about the nature of Gerushin that doesn't exist maybe by other types of Kinyanim? What does it say in the Pasuk? We've read this before. What? Oh, so the Kasavah? Yeah, and what else? Then what do you have to do?
The Nasan.
Okay, excellent. It says the Nasan biyada. You need to give it in her hands. Now, how important is in the sinas aget? So, there is a big machlokas rishonim that the Rashba is alluding to, as well as big machlokas achronim, whether get requires a kinyan or not. But at the very least, even if you hold that get requires a kinyan, at the very least it needs a nesina. Meaning what? There needs to be a physical placement of the get from the Baal to the woman. Okay? So much so that the Rashba argues on Rashi, we don't have to read it inside, and says, do you know what kinyan doesn't work for Gerushin? Kinyan Agav. You know what kinyan Agav is? Yes?
When you something like a karka, like
exactly. What as I'm acquiring land, I also acquire something else, which is butel to the land which I'm acquiring. Says Rashi that works for, let's say, l'mashal. There's a man who writes a get for his wife, and this is what the Gemara discusses. Also in Paragas Orik, let's say a man writes a get for his wife and places it in a field and says, "I want you to kona the field," and then aga the field, you'll be kona the get. Says Rashi, that works via Kinyan Agav. According to the Rashba, no, it doesn't work via Kinyan Agav. There's no such thing. Agav can't work by get. Why? Because what are you lacking? Vinasa Biyada. Okay, so he explains another concept of Gitu Biyada Banka Achas, which is a little bit more fancy for us right now. No, he doesn't apply that to Maim Shoshan, but says the Rav, in Shir Rav, you look it up yourself, that perhaps one of the reasons why Maim Shoshan doesn't work for get in is because what are you lacking? Vinasan. Right? There is no nesinas aget. Correct? Is there any vinasan from the Baal to the... Of course not. And therefore, maybe that's the problem when it comes to Maimon Shalashan. That's approach number one. Approach number two, something Rav Chaim developed. Actually, I don't really want to get into it right now because it could take us way too much time to explain, and it's a bit complicated, but he talks about how truly based on this Tosos and Bava Basra, Osios Niknis B'Mesira, this is a halacha when it comes to can you... how does one sell a sharchov, or how can one acquire a sharchov? What are the kinyanim that allow you to acquire a sharchov? What does that mean? Let's say I have an IOU document and I want to sell it to Rookie. How does that work? How does Rookie become the baal of the IOU document? Because IOU document is to me, right? So how does Rookie become now the new baal achov? So you do it through Mesira. Says, Tosas quotes Rav Yudaigon, that it doesn't work with Chalipin. Okay, I'm going to say it out in one line, and then whatever. Says Rav Chaim, the reason why Chalipin doesn't work is because when it comes to Chalipin, so when it comes to being Kona Ashtar, you need to be Kona the Shtar from the Baal Ashtar. Chalipin only works to be Kona the actual piece of paper. The Niyar, that's the paper in which the Shtar is written upon. So too, when it comes to Maimon Shalashan, are you acquiring the Get from the Baal Ashtar? No, all you are doing is acquiring a piece of paper. Maybe it's similar to why Rav Yudaigon thinks that Chalipin doesn't work. This is something that Rav Chaim developed that the Rav applied as well to. So that's approach number two. Now within both these approaches, correct? Are these Maimad Shalashtan halachos? Or are these like Gittin halachos? Everybody? Gittin halachos. Okay, this is also something very important to think, keep in mind. Whenever we have a reason why we're trying to understand why halacha, this halacha doesn't apply in this circumstance, we want to know, is this specific to the circumstance, or is there something more global going on when it comes to the halacha? So these two answers that we've suggested are only these are specific to Gittin. Somebody had a question before I go forward? Did I miss that? Okay. So let's see if we can develop a couple of other answers that are less Gittin specific, but more Maimon Shalashan oriented. Yes?
You mean Chalipin would not work for a get?
So Chalipin also would not work for a get. Correct. What?
Well, Shrek's is have to have, like, blind mouth, but it doesn't work.
All right, so we're going to get to that also. I want to get to analyze that in a little bit, but first I want to start with the first question of, well, if Maimon Shalashan works by the Seifa, why doesn't it work by the Reisha? What's wrong with it? So we said, so the first two answers we gave were because in order to be Kona Ashtar, and for the Ashtar to work, it needs to be from the Baal Ashtar, and the situation it's not. And the first answer we gave is because there's a lack of Vinasa Miyada. If you're lacking the Sina, so then there is no Gerishin or Shechur, and therefore we need that in order to have a proper Shechur. Okay. However, the Ron says something very, very interesting. Take a look at, that's like the third to last line. Yesh Lumot is kind of kind of in the middle, but not really. Chacham is a, right. Chacham is the first word in line. Do you see that? Yesh lomot. Says the Rav, Yesh lomot. Shalo tiknu chachamim b'shtar maimet shalashan, that they did not allow shtaros to be acquired via maimet shalashan, which is exactly what Avi said, correct? That there's a difference between shtar. Why, though? This is fascinating. Time of the milsim, Mishum. D'bishlama b'davar shagufo mamon. It makes sense when it comes to a davar shagufo mamon. Ikal amimar d'migo d'matzi zachi l'nafshe. Tiknu rabbanu l'zachi l'chavre. Aval davar sh'ein gufo mamon. Kishtar d'lamatzi zachi ba. Be'lo tiknu rabbanu l'zachi l'chavre. What does the Ron say? This is all terminology I hope we're familiar with when it comes to the payas sugyas, remember? Migo de Zachinash, Zachinam Chavre, Tofas Bachav, Makos Chavre, Acherim, right? Do we remember this a little bit? What is the case over here? What's the case? The case is that, says the Ron, how does Maimat Shalashar work? What is like? What is the lumpness behind it? Very simple. Root, yeah? Exa, right? Meaning it's like, as we would say, what is it called? The Indian cut, right? Indian cutting in line, you know what I'm talking about? No, you never heard of this before? Maybe it was like a 90s thing, I don't know. Back in the day, like I'd say, you know, you could, or call it a back cut, maybe they used to call it. Maybe, okay. You grew up in a PC culture, you know what I'm saying? Back when I was there, it was called Indian cutting. That you know, you let somebody cut you, and then he goes to the back behind you, because you don't want him to go. But you, me go to Zaki, you could cut me, Zaki not me.
What? Indigenous.
It was a Chinese cut.
Yeah. No, I know back cut.
Yeesh kama kama gear so as to the proper terminology of such a practice. But the Maisa,
in the indigenous cultures have their own names.
Anyways, this is very good. That this is you know kept for Ladori Dori. Anyways, what? Totally, absolutely. So meaning as follows, because when it comes to Maimat Shalashan, the Baal, right, the person who has the money, can also, what, have this chus of collecting it on his own, and then just giving it over to the next person. So too, we allow the person to, you know, to bypass the middle individual in order to allow the Maimat Shalashan to go forward, in order for the Maimat Shalashan to work. By all means.
Sorry.
So, what's all you got? So that's what the Ron says. That's what the Ron says. The Ron explains very simply that the reason why Maimat Shalashan works is because of the fact that you have this opportunity to collect it yourself. Now, what that makes sense. Now we understand why it doesn't work by Shtaros, right? What is the, how's that going to work exactly? Because the Baal could be makabel to get to divorce himself? Like, what does that even mean, correct? Right, you can't use Maimat Shalashan when it comes to Gerushin, because there is no option of not bypassing, right? You need, right? There is no option of going through the proper channels, and therefore it doesn't make sense to have Maimat Shalashan when it comes to Gerushin. Yes?
That says that it works for the paper, because he really has rights to the paper, but not much else.
Right, okay, I mean, it's similar to that, yes. Meaning, if you get into the details of that, I think that's a valid point, yes. It's a valid point as well. Okay, awesome. Now, so what exactly would this machlokas really be about? Okay? Let's do one more thing. There's a very interesting machlokas also in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's really the machlokas between Tosos and the Rif, about does Maimat Shalashan work by a non-Jew, by a guy. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch over there. In Simon, where is this? This is in Chosh Mishpat, Simon Kuf Chavav Sif. Some people say that there is no differentiation. That Maimat Shalashan should work when it comes to non-Jews as well to Jews. Okay. Okay. Okay, etc. It would work. And then if you go towards the end, it doesn't work. Okay. So machlok is about whether Ovdei Kochavim, whether non-Jews, are allowed to be involved in Maimon Shloshan or not. So how do we analyze this machlokas? So, the Gra, in the Biur Gra, has one way to analyze it. Well, let's go. Let's leave that the Biur Gra side for now, and I'll tell you what the Rav develops, and you know, somewhat I'm picking from pieces that I gave you in the Divrei Harav here and there. You can read the whole thing in its entirety when you get a chance to. But what he develops is as follows, and I think is a kishmak way of analyzing the entire sikya in the first place. The Rav says as follows: Yesh Lachor. Exactly, how does Maimon Shloshan work? Now, one way we could just say, it's like, you know, hocus pocus. Right? That seems to be what the Rebbeinu Chananel says. That would be like the simple way to understand it. Right? That basically, just people do it, so therefore we let them do it. Like, there is no internal mechanism or logic, but being a good brisker, that would never work. That would never fly. There needs to be some form of lumdas and justification why this works. So, if you look at let's read the first paragraph together, okay? At least the first paragraph. Yesh lachor begeder din maimon shloshan. If Aleph, here's Sad one of the Chakira, my Machalashan who hakna bidas makna lechud beli maisakinim. Does my Machalashan work as what? Being simply a das makna, right? That meaning, let's go back to the case of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, right? So, Reuven's the middleman. Through Reuven's das machna to be machna lechov to Levi, so there's no real ma'isekin in here. But because he has that desire, therefore Chazal say we're going to make a takana that works. Or my mitzvah mahani al yidei zechia shall lova or nifka zoka ba'adam makabel. Or what's the other option? People, what's the other option? Not that there is only das machna, but that the middleman has the ability to even mezakeh those things to the third party. Meaning that when Shimon owes Reuven $100 and Reuven owes Levi $100, Reuven can be mezakeh the $100 directly to Levi. Right? Like Zakhan Ladish will love on him as a schus. Yes? Everybody with me so far? Does that make sense? Is that clear? Great. That's Rav's Chakira. Says the Rav, with this, I think we can understand a lot of the things that we've been discussing. Number one, ready? This might affect how you analyze what exactly is the reason why it doesn't work by Gittin. Correct? If it's about Zechia, so then who are you going to say like? Which justification are you going to give? The Ran. Right? What did the Ran say? The Ran said that the reason why Maimon Shloshan doesn't work in a case of get is because it doesn't work by Sharos, because it only works when? Because when you could have had the option of actually going through the middle person. Correct? That's exactly what's happening. The Ran spells out the lumdus for us. The Ran says, you know how Maimon Shloshan works? You think it's going from Shimon all the way to Levi and bypassing Reuven? No! Really, Al Pi Lamdas, what's happening is it's going from Shimon to Reuven and then it goes to Levi. That's how it works. And therefore, if that's how it works, well, obviously that's not going to apply when it comes to a get, right? Shimon can't write a get for Reuven to give to Reuven's wife. It doesn't make any sense. But if you hold that that's how it's going there, but it's just a question of das magna, so then what might you... Why would get not be good? You might say, oh, because there's lack of nesina. Because there's something internal about get in itself why it doesn't work. But not because of, you know, that it needs to go to the middle person in the first place. That's not the lumdus of how Maimon Shloshan works. In addition, this may also help us explain the machlok is about Goyim. Whether Maimon Shloshan exists by Goyim or not. Anybody know this is a halacha? Can you be mezakeh for a guy? Do they have zchus? Zechia? No, nobody knows this? Nobody learned like suvis before? What's wrong with you people? Okay. What? Guyim do not have zechia. They have no zchus. In fact, there's a tremendous problem when it comes to...
Talk about how like,
we don't want the kind of schism.
Okay, but not like schism, like, you know, benefits, like, you know.
No, I'm saying like a
mitzvah. Well, no, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about, can I pick up, can, oh, here's a great iPhone, here's $100. Oh, I'm having in mind, you know, Chris, the bus driver. No, it doesn't work that way. Okay? There is no mechanism in order to be mezaka to a non-Jew. Where does it come up? Okay. Okay. Okay, so the sugya that I'm thinking about, which is really important, I think it's of Yudin Ksuvis, if I'm not mistaken, is the sugya of Ger Katan.
Yeah.
What's the sugya of Ger Katan? Anybody know the sugya of Ger Katan? Can you convert a Katan? Yes or not? So one of the reasons why we say Gerus work is because it's a... Why could you... Because it's a schus for them, right? It's a schus for them. And mezakin la'adam shalo b'fanav, or mezakin la'adam even if they don't have any das, right? Well, if it's really a zechus for them, so Tosas ask, I don't get it. It's a zechus for them, they're non-Jews. Goyim don't have zechuyos. You can't be bezakah to a non-Jew. Okay. Everybody listening? Okay, so therefore, just very quickly, I want to end this right now. Okay. Yes. So, it could, we know, there is no zechul adam shalom b'fanam when it comes to a non-Jew. Can't be mezakah to a guy. Well, what's the machlokas about whether you could use my mitzvah when it comes to a non-Jew?
Well, is it a bypass?
Is it like mezakah l'adam shalom b'fanav? Is the middle guy being mezakah for the third person? Or no, is it just about... It's just about, what's it called again? It's just about Das Machna. It's just about his desire to give it over to it. And Chazal said that that's good enough. If you say it's about Mezakel Adam, it's his chus, he's Mezakel for the third person, then obviously it's not going to apply to a non-Jew. But if you say that's not about that, rather it's about Das Machna, that the Torah instituted, Chazal rather, instituted a new way in order to effectuate a Kenyan, and that situation we would allow the my mitzvah to work even when it comes to a non-Jew. Okay, we don't have time for this right now, but the Rav very cleverly gives you two interpretations about what exactly the Havamina is. That it should only exist by Pikado and it shouldn't exist by Halva, especially considering the fact that selling a Halva in general might only be Mizur Lanon based off of Tosos. You should see what he says over there. It's quite clever. And Mitzvah Hashem, when we come back, hopefully, I don't know exactly when, sometime point next week, I want to do with you guys the next part of the Gemara, which I think is somewhat connected if you think about it, about whether Umdana exists by Gittin. The case of Shechem Meira. When Shechem Meira orders something to happen and he doesn't, where he says Tenu, or, you know, does he have to say, you have to say, you know, I want you to write the get and also to know, you have to appoint them as a shliach. Is that assumed? Are there umdanas when it comes to gittin and gerishin? So that seems to be a bit of a machlokas achronim, and we'll talk about that in Yirtz Hashem next time.